Some breaking news out of New York. That fan is going to be allowed to come back.
Yeah. According to his Twitter, I guess, or actually it's Foul Territory TV, at Foul Territory TV, which is baseball the way it should be covered. The fan who interfered with Mookie Betts in Game 4 said the Yankees are allowing them to attend Game 5. Like, I got to be honest with you. Doesn't Major League Baseball need to get involved and say, you guys aren't allowed back anymore? What you did last night to Mookie Betts is just unforgivable. Take your wares elsewhere and go do something else on a Wednesday night, because you're not welcome back for Game 5. Like, they should not be allowed back in that stadium for trying to, you know, just attack Mookie Betts. I've never seen anything like that. It was like they were trying to mug the guy.
Ugh. I can't believe that. Yeah, it's insane that they're going to let him back.
Both of them. One guy's holding Mookie Betts' arm and wrist, and the other guy's trying to rip the ball out of his glove.
Yeah, it's just insane to me. Like, if it was like one of those accidental, like the apartment we were talking about, like you just kind of bump the guy and it knocks the ball out of Mookie, had already caught it.
Yeah, he already caught it. This guy was like trying to rip it out and did.
I guess we'll be watching Fox again tonight to see if they actually show him on the TV.
Well, you got to show him on the TV, right?
Yeah. I mean, if that can go viral.
I mean, you got to show that guy.
Yeah. Show this guy, Max Pack.
It's time for Max Pack.
That's right. Every Wednesday, baby, I tell you the top five teams that are most likely to hoist a Lombardi Trophy. This is not your week-to-week bogus power rankings. This is talking about what really matters. February. Okay, baby. Who is going to be relevant when it all gets set in time, when all gets set and done, when it's nut cutting time? And of course, we got Bob's bottom feeders after. Number five.
Never understood that term, nut cutting.
You got to be ready for nut cutting time. That's all I know.
So you want to avoid it or you want to get it?
I think if you fail, they cut your nuts.
Oh, okay.
And number five, Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Been pretty consistent with them. Jordan Love was my preseason MVP pick. He's not going to win MVP, but I still think he still had a really good season. Got to stay healthy, though. I think he's going to be good for next week. But, man, the fact that Matt LaFleur and those guys are just able to kind of, like Andy Reid, we kind of see him switch his playbook when Mahomes got hurt, Chad Henne comes in. All right, let me go back to my Alex Smith playbook. He's got this Malik Willis sort of, all right, I'm going to run around. We're going to dink and dunk. We're going to be efficient. We're going to go 4 yards at a time. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love comes in. We're launching it to Wicks. We're launching it to Romeo Doubs. We can have these high-flying, kind of Brett Favre-esque plays. I think the Packers have a lot of different ways to win. They can run the ball, too. The defense got to step up, but I like Green Bay.
Is Jordy Nelson having a good year?
Jordy Nelson's great. Yeah, absolutely. Same with Randall Cobb. Baltimore, speaking of defense, man, the Baltimore Ravens, we talked about it. Bottom five, bottom six in a lot of categories. Baltimore's got to step up. They just added a wide receiver. Don't know how much that's really going to help them. They could already score. I already thought their offense
was
good.
That was a weird ad.
Yeah, I don't really, like, cool. You already had maybe the best offense in the league, so I don't really care about that. Plus, like, we've talked about this, and we're headed into week 9. It's been 2 months now that I've been saying this. I don't care about the Ravens until we get to the playoffs. Lamar Jackson, show it to me. Prove it to me. Mm-hmm. You've had 3 chances. You've been bad every time. Number 3, Buffalo Bills. This addition of Mari Cooper has opened up this whole offense that was maybe a little bit struggling at the beginning.
See, that was a good addition.
That was
Buffalo,
a good addition.
Right? Yeah.
Well, that was a need, right?
Yeah.
That was something, okay, we actually do need to score some more points. We're putting too much pressure on Josh Allen to have to do everything for us every week.
Right.
We got to get him some help. They get a veteran in that's opening it up for Khalil Shakir, that's opening up the field for their rookie, Keon Coleman. And they can run the ball as well. James Cook's an excellent back. That defense is really feisty as well. I love Buffalo this season.
They're quietly really good.
They're really good.
They're really, really good. Nobody's talking about Buffalo.
No.
They lost a couple of early games, and so they've kind of faded in the background. But I think as the weeks have gone on, and we talked about it on Monday, I think now they're the number one competitor to the Chiefs in the AFC.
In the AFC. Yeah. I agree. I agree completely. And I think a lot of that has to do with Josh Allen, his first turnover coming just last week. Number 2, I think this is objective. This is not debatable to the Detroit Lions. They are the number 2 team in the NFL. They can run the ball. They can pass the ball. They score at will. They play great defense. 2 weeks now without Aiden Hutchinson, their best defensive player. I mean, I've noticed, obviously, the pass rush has gone down a bit, but they have enough talent on that side to where they're still great on defense. And we know what Dan Campbell and those guys are going to do. They're going to be intense. They're going to try every time. I mean, you don't really know what they're going to do on offense. They don't really have some sort of scheme of when to go for it on fourth down. They just do it. Doesn't matter if it's on their own 30, on their 30. I kind of like that randomness with the Detroit Lions. You don't really know how to prep for Detroit. So they're number two, and then number one is the Chiefs. They are inevitable, and I don't see this changing anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, they're the best team in the NFL from top to bottom at all the key positions, and you know, until somebody beats them in the Super Bowl, they should still remain on top. So go through those five again.
We'll get number one, Chiefs, then Detroit, Buffalo, Baltimore, and then the Green Bay Packers at number five.
Green Bay Packers coming in at number five. I noticed that Dallas was off the list.
No Texans, no Commanders.
No Texans, no Commanders.
No Steelers.
And no Pittsburgh.
No Pittsburgh either. Okay. Yeah, you do it based on who you think can win the Super Bowl. And yes. I think there's three teams in the NFL, four teams maybe that could win the Super Bowl right now. As we've got to talk about, it's Detroit, it's Kansas City, and maybe it. maybe Buffalo, but they've got to get
in. Yeah, I'd throw them in there.
They're in the Baltimore category for me. You still got to do it in January.
Got to show it.
You
know? It's fair.
You got to do it in January. For me, my bottom feeders this week, coming in at number 32, I've got the Carolina Panthers. I think the Carolina Panthers coming in at number 32, they just got over the weekend, and there was a story out of Carolina. What the hell was the story that came out of Carolina this week that I was like, what? Oh, they were complaining about running up the score.
Yeah, don't score too much on us.
Yeah, you complain about running up the score in the pros. You come in at number 32. Cleveland, even though they got a win, they come in at number 31. They're going to come back to the pack a little bit. They got the bounce from having a new quarterback. They played with emotion with Jim Donovan passing away. They had a great game plan for Baltimore. I think they come back to the pack. I just don't think they're a very good team right now. Now coming in at number 31. The Giants losing another one. Daniel Jones is still the quarterback there, number 30 on the list right now. You don't have a quarterback. You don't have a chance, which brings us to number 29, the Jets. The Jets come in at number 29 this week. Aaron Rodgers is now saying he's drinking cayenne pepper water, so he's going to be okay.
Really?
He got that from his punter, Thomas Morstat.
Oh,
if you drink cayenne pepper water, it's going to make your ailments heal better. And so,
jeez.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers literally trying anything to stay relevant and alive in the NFL.
I would hate to feel that pee.
I mean, could you cayenne pepper water? Like,
but he's been to the darkness.
I know. He's lived in dark. He's licked toads. He's done whatever. And he married somebody named Blue Cantrell. So this guy is now drinking cayenne pepper water to help him get healthy. And then finally, my bottom feeder, number 28. When your quarterback quits, you ain't got no team. The Indianapolis Colts come in at number 28 for me. So the bottom, Carolina, Cleveland, Giants, Jets, and Colts.
So no Raiders, no Jags, no Dolphins.
Nope. Not on the list
no
this
Patriots.
Week.
Well, I guess the Patriots won. So
Patriots won. They beat the Jets.
Beat the Jets, baby.
They beat the Jets. They're a team on the come. They're 1-0 in their last game. The Jets have lost 5 in a row, by the way.
Wow.
And I heard Aaron Rodgers yesterday peddling his nonsense. Oh, don't give up on us. You've lost 5 in a row. You're 2-6, and you're drinking cayenne pepper water. Like, all of that tells me you're grasping for straws out here. The Houston Texan game on Thursday night, you guys are all compelled by that game, right? Like, there's something about that game, and it's not the Aaron Rodgers thing. The fact that the Jets are the favorite in this game has everybody scratching their head going, what don't we know? Maybe it is the cayenne pepper water. I think right now, I mean, if you're looking to place a bet on FanDuel on this thing, why aren't you going with Aaron Rodgers and the cayenne pepper water right now? They're the favorites in this thing.
Somebody says nut cutting refers to the castration of sheep on the farm. So there you go.
Thanks, Coach.
That is one I needed to know. I didn't know that. It's like people that say that daylight savings time helps the farmers. By the way, Sunday, you get an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, you fall back. I hate that day. Well, I hate falling back. It sucks.
No, it's the worst. I'd love it if we got it on Monday.
Not really.
I mean, we don't need it.
No, we just don't.
We just don't need it.
It's just antiquated. Just stay this time all year long. I mean, I know the sun doesn't come up till 7:44 and the kids are waiting at the bus stop in the pitch black and whatnot, but this whole
the farmers, Bob.
Yeah, it's not about the farmers. I think it was for World War I or II where they were trying to save energy over here or something like that is how it started.
Yeah. Dusty's showing his youth this morning. Brady Quinn addressed this very same issue just a couple hours ago. No mental toughness in today's younger generation. It isn't okay to just check out when things get tough.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean,
I'm just too young to understand,
so I get it. Yeah.
You know.
No, I mean, show some mental toughness. Get back, take some oxygen. Call a timeout. Spike the ball. Like, whatever you got to do. Hand it off.
And then from the 816, those two guys trying to take the ball was hilarious. Mug them. What the hell are you guys talking about? Quit acting so damn soft. Welcome to New York.
Even people in New York are like, F these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's New York, you just get to pry a guy's hand open while he's playing the... Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, just because it's Boston, you can be racist.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Sweet.
I mean, ask Adam Jones about playing in Boston.
I mean, I've talked to actual friends of mine that played professional sports and have told me about Boston.
Jeez. Rough.
But it's okay.
Not good.
That's too bad.
You know. Florio at it again as he gave his power rankings, as we just did Max Pack and Bob's bottom feeders. This guy sucks, dude. Like, he's just a Richard, and it's pointless to put him on Richard of the Week because you could do it every week. But, like, it's the jabs that he loves to do. Like, I don't know who lives rent-free more in someone's head as the Chiefs, Florio, Cincinnati, Lamar, right? Vegas, but he tweets from Pro Football Talk and says, Lions still on top. Sorry, Chiefs. That's literally the tweet.
Mm-hmm. That's the Chiefs.
My God,
that's the tweet.
That's
the,
no, yeah. That's
jerk.
Lions still on top. Sorry, Chiefs. Like, could have just said, Lions still on top, or this week's power rankings. Like, the Chiefs don't care about you. We can care about you because we do this for entertainment.
That's right.
And his power rankings, his top five, are Lions, Chiefs, Packers, Bills, Texans. Mm-hmm. And still on top would reference that the Lions were on top last week. Yeah, I mean, I know that we do this every year, and these are worth the screenshots, so that when it is February and the Chiefs are at the top and people think that they were gaslighting in their parade speech... This is why they say the things they say. This is why they do the things they do. This is why guys like us take time out of our day to clown on Florio, right? Like, Andy Reid's going to retire, right? That was one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Lions still on top. Sorry, Chiefs. You right. don't believe that the Lions are better than the Chiefs. I know that. The Lions aren't undefeated. Yes, the Lions score points, but the Lions haven't played the Chiefs. And if that team put up those amount of points on the Chiefs, then I would say that I believe you. But I haven't seen that yet, and I don't believe that to be true because the sample size is there. The Lions did play the Chiefs last year. They scored 21 points, and 7 of those points were from Kadarius Toney. And the Chiefs didn't have Chris Jones or Travis Kelce. That's the closest sample size that I have to use against the Lions. Now, I'm pretty sure they had Amara St. Brown last year, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Sam Laporta. I think they had all those guys last year, right? Obviously, they are a well more oiled machine this year. At least it looks like that. But, I mean, look at who they're boat racing, right? Like, what happens when the Chiefs play Carolina in like 4 weeks at noon?
They'll win 28-17.
Touche. Touche.
28-21, something of that nature. You know?
And then his bottom feeders, I guess you could say, 32 Carolina Panthers, 31 Tennessee Titans, 30th the Jets, 29 the Raiders, and 28 the Giants. Those are his bottom five teams.
Yeah. You know, this is a guy that I will give him a lot of credit. He's staying in character, and the character is a heel to Kansas City. And I appreciate that. Stay true to what you are and who you are, right? When you try to be somebody else, that's why, you know, we always used to be Mike Moustakas. Don't try to be George Brett. You've got a guy out here that is being true to himself. And it all started at the Super Bowl in Miami when he wished injury on Patrick Mahomes and said the only way to stop the Chiefs was to hurt Patrick Mahomes. He became heel number one, surpassing Biscuit Chin from Baltimore, Jason LaCanfora, as public enemy number one here in Kansas City. And I appreciate that. Like, you hold on to who you are. You be true to you. You do you. And you continue to be that heel. Because it does. It's entertainment for us. It's fantastic for the organization to look at this kind of stuff and use it as motivation. And you know what? You know, just don't change who you are. And Mike Florio is that guy. And he knows he's going to get the reaction. He knows he's going to get the clicks. And he knows he's going to get the conversation from Kansas City when he says, injure Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid's retiring, and sorry, Chiefs, the Lions are a better team. He's in this business for clicks. He's in this business for page views. He knows how it works. And a lot of times, you're clicking on stuff and reading stuff because you hate it, and it makes you mad, and you want to click on it, right? He's playing the game. Congratulations to Florio. He's got this thing figured out. If he started to be nice to Kansas City, then I'd say, hey, we got to check this guy, make sure he's okay. Continue to be the heel, Mike. We need a guy to blast all the time.
Yeah. Playoff pictures as of today, midseason is upon us. We are in the second half of the NFL season. Which side of the divisions do you think is a more intriguing playoff picture? As of right now, the 5-4 seed in the AFC would be Denver at Buffalo.
Winner coming to Kansas City.
Correct, Amando.
Well, I guess if you reseed, assuming the...
You don't reseed in the NFL, do you? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
baseball, you don't. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like now, if the Clippers beat Houston and they're the 7th seed, then they would come to Kansas City.
The other matchup would be Baltimore at Pittsburgh. That's the 6-3
love
matchup.
Love that matchup.
Baltimore being the 6th. That game will be 17-10.
Right.
Yeah. And then the 7-2 matchup is the Chargers versus Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chargers would win that game. They would go to Kansas City.
That's
Baltimore
right.
beats Pittsburgh. They would
come
go
to Kansas City. City.
So,
right, yeah.
Then the NFC side.
I love all of those games, quite honestly. Aren't those like just good, like
the
aesthetically? Yeah. Like,
I mean, Denver, Buffalo, I feel like Bo Nix going to Buffalo in the playoffs might be a cultural shock.
Could be.
Then again, it's Buffalo in the playoffs.
But Pittsburgh, Baltimore in the first round. Let's go round three of that. And then I do like the Clippers in Houston. I think that's a fun little matchup down there.
Yeah. That'd be the Justin Herbert prove it game. It'd be like, here you go, dude. If you can't do it now,
you think Justin Herbert goes down to Houston and beats CJ Stroud in the Texans? I'm asking.
Does.
I don't think he does.
I mean, the Texans on Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins is still out. But by this point, if it was in the end of the season, Nico Collins would be back. They'd have that Nico Collins tank. They just had the same team as last year.
Mm-hmm.
NFC side, 5-4 game, Green Bay, Arizona.
It doesn't do much for me.
Oh, I love it.
Like gas.
We've already seen it this year, I believe, right? It was like week three. I think that'd be a good game. Jordan Love, Kyler Murray.
Just those teams do nothing for me, right?
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr., your guy?
I know. I don't like Arizona. I never was a Cardinal football fan.
No dog in the fight.
Yeah. This thing. That's the noon on Saturday type game, you know?
I'd be all in on that game. 6-3 game is Minnesota at Atlanta.
100%. All in on this thing.
A lot of storylines.
Oh, best of
God,
the weekend.
Let's go. Great uniforms. You know, Sam Darnold versus the guy who used
Kirk
to
Cousins,
be in Minnesota,
yes.
Kirk Cousins.
I feel like that'd be your 3:25 game on Sunday, and then your night game would be Baltimore-Pittsburgh. That's just my opinion.
I agree.
Because I think your day games on Saturday would be Green Bay, Arizona, Denver, Buffalo.
Yeah.
I think Houston, L.A. would be a good night
that's
game.
That's a good Sunday game.
That's a good Saturday night game.
Saturday night game.
And then your Sunday noon game would be the 7-2 seed game in the NFC,
Philly,
which
Washington.
Is Philly, Washington.
Yeah, Philly, Washington.
That would be good.
That's fun because it's a divisional game, but I can definitely see that being the noon Sunday game.
Like noon Sunday, and then 3:25 on Sunday would be like Minnesota, Atlanta, and then 7:25 Sunday night would be Baltimore,
ooh,
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah, something like
that's
that.
That's just spitballing.
Those are some good matchups, though. They really are. Like I love every AFC matchup because there's something intriguing for every one of those games.
What'd be hilarious is if Atlanta beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
Then it'd be like, oh, Kirk can win in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But if Darnold beats Atlanta, right, then it's like, oh,
no,
boy.
There's so much there.
Minnesota
so good,
was right. Yeah. They got rid of the guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But look at how Atlanta went out and got the quarterback and have taken it to the next level. They're the 3 seed right now, right? Atlanta was just a quarterback away. They made the right decision. The Jets were a quarterback away. They got a guy drinking cayenne pepper water.
And obviously, if seeding went from all the high ranks win, if Arizona beat Green Bay, they would go play Detroit, and Detroit would walk into the NFC Championship game.
It's true.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion, that's how that would go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these will all change.
Who's playing Detroit in the NFC Championship game? Because I don't believe Washington's the second best team, even though they're the 2 seed.
No.
Who's playing Detroit in the NFC Championship
either,
game?
And if that's your take, it'd be either Philadelphia, Minnesota, or Atlanta. Can it just be the Rams? Can they just sneak in and then play the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship?
That.
Well, I mean, we got a lot of football left.
Right.
A lot of football left. I'd like to see Detroit and the Rams in
who's
that championship
playing the, in
game.
This picture, who's playing the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game? Houston?
In this picture? I'd like to say Baltimore, but Baltimore probably beat. Well,
they would
say
play them in like the division.
They would play
round.
Them in the second round if they win, assuming the Chargers lose.
Yeah, you'd play that 80.
Yeah. You play that in the divisional
ASCB.
Round. Yeah. Probably Buffalo.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Buffalo comes for another AFC championship game beating an Arrowhead. Mm. Do people get bored with that nationally?
No. Lamar and Patrick Mahomes?
No, Buffalo.
Oh, no. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes? No way.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because there's just that narrative never dies until Josh Allen wins. And then when he does win, that narrative starts over and says, well, someone else besides Joe Burrow did it in the AFC.
Yeah.
My friend was talking to me who doesn't live here. So kind of that national perspective was just like, if Chiefs Niners happens again, I'm not watching. He's like, if Chiefs Niners, I'm not watching.
Yeah, That's why I asked. Yeah. Like, do people tire of the same teams?
I'll sound like an idiot. I said, if the Yankees and Dodgers play in the World Series, I'm not watching.
You haven't missed
I've
the
watched
pitch.
Every game.
you haven't say that.
It's been compelling. Yeah. You haven't missed the pitch. You know, you got the idiots in the crowd last night. You got Volpe doing his
Freddie
thing.
Freeman.
Judge can't buy it. Freddie Freeman's having the best individual sports performance we've ever seen.
And I want to see Jazz Chisholm strike out every at bat.
Yes.
Yeah. They moved him to cleanup last night. Crazy.
Something's got to change. Boone thought they were going to move Judge down to the fourth spot. Should move him to the ninth spot. And then percentage to make playoffs. Chiefs, obviously, the highest at 99%. Houston, 98%. Buffalo, 97%. Pittsburgh, 90%. So four of the top five have the best percentages to make the playoffs in the AFC, followed by a slew of NFC teams. Detroit, Washington, Atlanta, and Green Bay.
And the only reason Detroit's low on that list is because they've got competition in their division. Mm-hmm. The other teams that you mentioned, you know, what Pittsburgh's got a two-game lead now. The Chiefs have got a big lead.
Mm-hmm. And Chiefs, Houston, Buffalo will all play each other.
Houston, that's right.
Yeah, Buffalo's division's over.
Yeah, Buffalo's division's over. The Chiefs' division's over.
Yep.
You know, is there really a division race in the AFC right now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's also a wild card Monday game from the Texans.
Oh, that's right. Oh. The wild card Monday game. That does suck. I don't like the wild card Monday game. Yeah. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Same.
I think it's a disadvantage for whatever team has to win and play out of that game, because then you play it either Saturday or Sunday. It's a short week, yeah.
Well, I mean, does Buffalo sell? Because that screams Buffalo-Denver. Or yeah, maybe that's your Green Bay, Arizona.
Which is your Peacock game?
Oh yeah, forgot about that. It gives the Bengals a 20% chance. The Rams a 29% chance.
What they're going to do in the NFL, I've heard this year, is that the Chiefs, even with the one seed, aren't going to have a bye. They're going to have to play a wild card game, but they're going to advance regardless of the outcome of that game.
Oh, gotcha.
That way, they can have another Chiefs playoff game to sell the Peacock.
That's right.